today we'll be exploring an exercise designed to help ease relationship anxiety by bringing more awareness to your thoughts and emotions. This exercise is more of a guided reflection where we'll take a mindful pause, gently exploring the way that anxiety shows up in your relationships and learning how to approach it with kindness and understanding. So let's begin. Take a moment to settle in. Wherever you are right now, find a position that feels comfortable. Close your eyes or look down and soften your gaze. Let's start by taking a slow, deep breath in through your nose and then gently exhale through your mouth. Let's try that again. Inhale and exhale. As we begin, I want you to know that it's okay to feel the way that you do right now. Whether you're experiencing a sense of unease, or a heavy weight in your chest, or a feeling of uncertainty, it's all valid. You are here, and that's a positive step towards taking care of yourself. Anxiety can show up in relationships in all kinds of ways. Maybe it's the fear of saying the wrong thing, the urge to seek constant reassurance, or the thoughts that tell you, I'm not enough, or what if this doesn't work out? When these thoughts and feelings arise, it's easy to get caught up in trying to fight them or push them away. But the more we struggle with them, the more they seem to stick around. So instead of trying to battle your anxiety, what if we tried something different? What if we simply made space for it? So let's practice that now. Bring to mind one anxious thought or feeling that you've had recently about a relationship. It might be something small or something that's been weighing on you for a while. Notice how that thought or feeling shows up. Where do you feel it in your body? Is it a tightness in your chest, a knot in your stomach, or maybe a lump in your throat? Take a moment to simply observe it. No need to fix it. No need to judge it. Just notice it. Now, imagine that this thought or feeling is like a wave in the ocean. It rises, it swells, and eventually it falls away. You don't need to fight the wave or let it pull you under. Just let it be there, knowing that it will pass in its own time. As you sit with this feeling, bring your attention to your breath. Inhale slowly and exhale gently. Your breath is always with you, like an anchor, helping you to stay grounded even when the waves feel overwhelming. Now, let's shift our focus. Anxiety often pulls us into the place of fear, but what if we turn towards what truly matters to us in our relationships? So ask yourself, what kind of partner, friend, or family member do I want to be? How do I want to show up in my relationships, even when anxiety is present. Maybe you value kindness, honesty, or patience. Maybe you want to listen more deeply or express your feelings more openly. Whatever it is, let that value guide you like a lighthouse in the storm. You don't have to wait for anxiety to disappear to act on these values. Even when fear is present, you can choose to take small, meaningful steps towards the kind of relationships you want to build. For example, if you value connection, you might reach out to someone you care about, even if your mind says, what if they don't respond? Or if you value honesty, you might share how you're feeling, even if it makes you feel vulnerable. These small actions, rooted in your values, can help you move through anxiety instead of being held back by it. So let's bring this practice to an end by returning to the present moment. Take another deep breath in and out. Feel your body where it is right now. So, the feeling of your legs on the chair or the floor, or the rhythm of your breath. Remember, you don't have to have it all figured out to take a step forwards. Anxiety doesn't have to define you or your relationships. You are more than your fear, and you have the power to choose how you want to show up one moment at a time. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I hope you can take this sense of calm and intention with you and be gentle with yourself as you go about the rest of your day.